Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, public urged to maintain peace during festive season, commercial banks called on to lend more to MSMEs, and health tourism sector poised for growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging members of the public to demonstrate the values of peace, goodwill, and cooperation throughout the remainder of the festive season. He is also reminding persons to pay special attention to the less fortunate and those who may be grieving the loss of loved ones.
You don't have to have money to show love. Your words of encouragement and upliftment, your smile, your generosity of spirit can warm hearts. Go over to a shut-in and give a helping hand. Reach out to a child. Call up a family member you might not have been in touch with. Mend fences. Call someone from whom you might have been estranged. Pass on the love that Jesus passed on to you.
The Prime Minister last week also expressed condolences to the family and friends of Private Stephen Hewitt, the Jamaica Defence Force JDF soldier who died in a motor vehicle incident while on duty last Tuesday. In a phone call to Private Hewitt's relatives on Wednesday morning, Prime Minister Holness expressed his sympathies on the soldier's passing, stating that the private gave dedicated service to Jamaica, toiling quietly behind the scenes to ensure that members of the public are safe and secure. He stated that the country stands with the JDF and Private Hewitt's friends and family in their moment of grief. He also wished a speedy recovery for the other soldiers involved in the accident. Private Hewitt and three other soldiers were on operational duty in Hanover when the patrol vehicle in which they were traveling was involved in an accident. Private Hewitt of Monique St. Anne died, while three other soldiers sustained serious injuries. Meanwhile, the Development Bank of Jamaica is to embark on a marketing campaign in the new year, geared at getting more commercial banks to offer loan financing to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Managing Director of the DBJ, Milverton Reynolds, says the bank will focus on getting more of its approved financial institutions, AFIs, to offer loans to MSMEs backed by the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility, CEF. Under the CEF, the DBJ will stand as guarantor for MSMEs seeking to obtain loans from specific financial institutions.
We plan to start this marketing campaign early in the new year with all of our AFIs right across the board. We are actually going to be meeting with the commercial banks to encourage them now that they have this relief of capital that they are really now needing to go out there and make sure that it is available to the SMEs to market it.
And Jamaica is poised to experience growth in its health tourism sector. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says her agency will be targeting Jamaicans in the diaspora as part of efforts to drive health tourism. The focus of JAMPRO's efforts will be to highlight how sophisticated Jamaica's private healthcare system has become.
So we have now, I don't know if people know, we have more than one plastic surgeon operating here. We have a hand clinic, Dr. Aird in Cornwall Regional. We have stem cell treatments going on in Kingston and Mobay. So we are doing a number of really interesting procedures here that diaspora people can benefit from in the first instance, but also tourists.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Shopping online for Christmas? We want you to be cyber safe. Remember, stop and think before you click. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter, from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.